Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Hey, more views, senorita.
Oh, Lordy.
Oh, hey, more vino.
Cantare.
Oh, 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 oh.
I think I sing better when I'm lit up, don't you?
Yo, yeah.
Way up to the clouds.
Joining us now in studio.
Away from the madness.
The head honcho from the Windy City Wine Festival. Hold that microphone in front of you. What's your name?
Fisher.
Say it again.
Marcus Fisher.
And Marcus, what is your title?
Director of Sales and Marketing.
Windy City Wine Festival is how old?
12th annual year this year.
And has Dave been every year?
No, I'm not sure every year.
I have not, no.
He's worn different disguises as time's gone on. How many vendors?
Total wine vendors is 60.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Each one's pouring six wines, so 300 wines plus total.
And 60 wines representing what part of the country?
Globally.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, New Zealand, Spain, North America, everywhere.
You have to taste all of them because, damn it, it's your job and somebody's got to do it?
Somebody has to do it, yes.
Yes, yes. How long has it been since that you've had wine? I mean, do you start your day with it? Has it been in the last 5 minutes?
An hour and a half, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a wine snob?
I am not.
Okay, because wine snobs are annoying people, and you don't appear to be one.
No, I like to say I'm a cork dork.
You're a cork dork.
I like that.
That's a cool term. All right, let's get the wheres and whens out. Where and when?
Buckingham Fountain, Friday and Saturday. Friday, the hours are 4:30 till 10. Saturday, 2:30 till 8.
Doesn't it seem dangerous to have it near the fountain?
There's
I mean, if somebody's sampling too
it,
much, the fence around the drinkers?
Well, they should put a fence around the drinkers. That's a good point.
I mean, your steps from the lake, you know, you could fall in the fountain. Who's watching Dave?
You could.
Who's watching Dave? It's a beautiful venue.
You see, you set up vendors all over the area around the fountain.
We use the whole quadrant, yes, to put up vendors, food, best restaurants here in Chicago. A lot of other exhibitors, and then we've got a sponsor village as well.
Do you pair four people so they don't look foolish when they go, I think I'd like fish with this, and then others mock them?
We don't try to do that.
Oh, you don't?
No.
So you can wander, get your own food?
You sure can.
Get your own wine?
Get your own wine, get your own food.
Who are some of the highlighted vendors that you'd like to highlight at this time?
The two that I brought today is Opolo Vineyards from California and Winty Vineyards from California as well. We've got a Pinot, and we have a Zinfandel.
Oh, stop bragging. All right, bring those by. I normally don't drink on the show, but I'll make an exception for you.
Thank you, Audrey. Thanks.
And tell me about this particular Pinot.
It is a 2013, I believe. I'm not even
that. Believe? You're the boss. What do you mean you believe?
I should know. But it's Livermore Valley. Very good Pinot, soft on the nose. Hints mm-hmm. of mm-hmm. fruit.
Hints of fruit and other things.
That's right.
Hints of grape. Oh, this is so weird. This wine has grape in it.
I love a nice Pinot. Mm-hmm.
Do we have a spit bucket? I mean, I don't need it for this, but you know, I'm going to sample a lot of wines.
We will at the festival, but not here.
That's very good.
It's delicious.
It's very good.
Very good, yeah.
Yeah, I like it a lot. And it's called what?
Winty Vineyards Pinot Noir.
And from where again? Where are the vineyards?
Livermore Valley.
Okay. Can we buy this?
You can.
And all over town?
A lot
or
of retail.
At the festival?
You can buy it at the festival, yes.
So you do sell wine at the festival?
We do. So okay. If you like the wine that you sample, you go up to the Vin Chicago order booth. You can submit your order there, and then you get it for a discount.
What's so cool is that there are so many, obviously, there's so many vendors, but there's 300 different kinds of wines that are available from all.
It's 300
Oregon,
different kinds of wines. I wish
Washington.
You'd bring that up.
You see the legs, Steve?
The legs in the wine?
Yes, in the glass.
No, what does that mean?
The legs, it's the like remnants this. Of the wine on the inside of the glass.
You do that. You tilt it, don't spill
sure.
it.
Sure, and that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're a leg man. What'd you say, Andrew?
Shows you how much alcohol's in it.
It's full-bodied.
Oh, look at you.
Full-bodied, see?
It's interesting that Audrey seems to be an expert on this as well.
And you know what? When you taste, not to be critical, you need to really just smell it for a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. You know,
like, right, exactly, yeah.
The wine diva, my very good friend from
Chris.
From years past,
yeah.
He passed away a few years ago after fighting cancer forever, was my favorite wine person because she could roll with the snobs. And she could roll with the rednecks, you know, and everybody in between. And that's what you were describing, cork dork.
That's right.
You know, somebody that understands the whole spectrum. But she always made fun of me. Why? You remember the story, right?
Because
when I would sample wine, she said it looked like I was having cough medicine.
It did.
Because occasionally I would sip a wine that might be a little, I don't drink much, thank God. And I'd sip a wine, and I would say from the vineyards of Robitussin, which she didn't find that funny. So at one point, she actually brought in a bottle that she had emptied, and she filled it with Robitussin.
That's fantastic.
And she actually poured it for me.
And yeah. What did you think? Did you notice a difference?
I thought it was wine until she laughed a lot.
Yeah.
So how about a toast to the wine dealer?
That's right, to Chris.
Right? All right, here we go.
Laughing
and what is this again?
The Pinot Noir from Winty Vineyards.
Okay.
And by the way, she's still laughing at how you taste wine. There you go.
It's good. A little different. Yeah, a little different. Audrey, tell me why this is different.
Well, that's because you switched to the Zinfandel.
That's why it tastes different.
There you go.
Yeah.
We didn't want to correct
it's
you.
It's stronger, right? Yeah. Oakier.
Is it stronger?
I think so it's going to
say it's a little weaker.
It's 15.5% alcohol.
What?
Yeah.
Why wasn't I told?
It's a little more fruit-forward, a little more tannins, typically great for barbecue.
See? There you go.
All right, good.
I like that.
As you can tell, I'm an expert drinker and a wine connoisseur. So this is available at the show as well?
It is available, yes.
All right, so tell me the process. Dave will show up, and then what time do I need to pick him up?
Pick him up early, probably. But process, you get your tickets when you enter, souvenir wine glass. Why don't you go around and sample a 12 one-ounce pours, many of the 300 different wines being poured.
And mention your sponsor, U.S. Bank, right?
U.S. Bank is the presenting sponsor of this event.
Yeah.
Great partner.
And I like these glasses. Those are great because, you know, we can lose them and not feel bad about ourselves.
These are unbreakable, and I've tried to break them myself, so you cannot.
Is that right?
Yes.
Look at you.
Hey, I have a wine question as far as serving it. Are the stemless still in? I know the stemless wine glasses were really big for a long time. Are they still kind of the hot drink glass right
are they
now?
Hip?
It's a fad, but yes.
It is?
Yeah,
okay.
They're still in, especially for outdoors.
Yeah.
Easy to carry, hard to drop, especially with these Govino ones. The thumbprint's kind of high, so your hand's not going to warm up the wine.
Yeah, they're not damaged glasses. Your thumb's supposed to go there. Yes. And the screw top wines, are most vineyards using screw tops now?
More are going that way.
What's the percentage, do we know?
Not sure on the percentage, but...
Nobody told me there'd be math!
Obviously more whites, because you want to preserve that acidity and brightness.
Totally.
So a lot of people with their red wines like that oak and cork and that kind of terroir feel with the cork. So
when you open a bottle of red and you're not going to drink it all, should you leave it on the counter or put it back in the fridge?
I would put it back in the fridge and then the next day leave it out for 20 minutes to get it back to that 55, 65 degrees, because a lot of room temperatures aren't room temperature as cellars in France typically were.
Right. Cool. It's good to
look at you, you little wine nut.
She's great. I always wondered that. Didn't you always wonder if you open a bottle of red, because you typically don't, you know, serve that chilled or
cold. You know, we get gifted a lot of wine. And
we do?
Yeah. Well, okay. I get gifted a lot of wine.
I haven't seen that.
I've
seen mine.
So I have a lot of bottles of wine, and I should probably open them all, dump them out, and throw them away. Because wine does not, you can't keep wine forever, right? Unless you know what you're doing.
Oh, you can keep it forever.
Yeah.
Keep it on its side so the cork doesn't dry out. But, I mean, there are bottles from the early 1900s still going around.
Right, but Chad, that's my point. You can't just sort of throw them on a counter and go, here, I'll pick this up in 2 years. They have to be stored properly.
Yeah, just on its side should work, as long as it's not too hot. Not in the sun.
Yeah, all the wine that you're gifted from now on, just give to me and Dave. Yeah.
Okay.
Audrey and I can take it.
Yeah.
Audrey.
Yeah, apparently.
Audrey.
Yeah,
she's
apparently. All right, one more time. Where do you get tickets for the Windy City Wine Festival?
WindyCityWineFestival.com or Event Chicago locations here in Chicago.
Nice of you to come in. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thanks for the hooch. Yeah, appreciate that as well. 747. Look at that. Two sips of wine. I can't even tell time. 9:47. We're back in a moment. 7:47 for the listeners in LA. Back in a moment on 720 WGN. The Steve.